The Democratic Judiciary Committee staff report clearly establishes that the state of Ohio has not met its obligation to conduct a fair election. Ohio's partisan Secretary of State, Mr. Kenneth Blackwell, I'm ashamed to say an African-American man, has failed even to follow Ohio's election procedures, let alone procedures that comply with federal law and constitutional requirements. Our ancestors who died for the right to vote certainly must be turning over in their graves. Turning over in their graves. In their graves. Mr. Speaker, I traveled to Ohio where John Conyers convened hearings, and I listened to citizen after citizen describe the Ohio election debacle. When there is a shortage of voting machines that leads to lines of up to 10 hours to cast a vote in precincts that are predominantly minority and Democratic voters, forcing countless prospective voters to leave without voting, and where a number of Democratic precincts had fewer machines than were used in the primary election, despite the certainty of a much higher turnout in the hotly contested general election for president, it is clear that Ohio has failed to run a fair election. When Mr. Blackwell arbitrarily and unreasonably refused to provide provisional ballots to voters who were in the right county but the wrong precinct, or to voters who requested but did not receive an absentee ballot in a timely manner, it is clear that Ohio has failed to run a fair election. When a county in Ohio shows more votes cast than registered voters, or when another Ohio county shows an underfunded Democratic state Supreme Court candidate getting substantially more votes than the well-funded campaign of Senator Kerry, it is clear that Ohio has failed to run a fair election. When Secretary of State Blackwell refused to recognize thousands of new voter applications because they were not on postcard weight paper, it is clear that Ohio has failed to run a fair election. And where Secretary Blackwell, in violation of his statutory duty to investigate election irregularities, refused to investigate or remedy any of the hundreds of cases of voter intimidations that reported to him, it is more than clear that Ohio has failed to run a fair election. It is stunning to me that in many jurisdictions, we use more sophisticated technology to run the daily lottery than to devote to our election systems. Even in those few jurisdictions that have moved to electronic voting to avoid the problems of chads and punch cards, we do not require a verifiable paper trail to protect against vote tampering. If an ATM machine can give each user a receipt that user can rely upon, why can't a voting machine? Mr. Speaker, the issue before us is not whether the problems in the Ohio election were outcome determinative, although they could have been. It is whether the state has met its obligation to provide every voter with an equal opportunity to vote and have his vote counted. We must not allow these egregious violations to be trivialized. There is no constitutionality acceptable level of inequality in access to voting in federal elections. Mr. Speaker, there is no conceivable justification for disqualifying a vote for president or for senator on the ground that a legally qualified voter shows up to cast his vote in the right state but the wrong precinct. Why could we not count that voter's ballot? The voter's intent is clear. There is no question as to the voter's right to vote for the president of the United States or a senator. We can ensure that the voter does not cast a provisional ballot in more than one location. It is clear that Ohio has failed to run a fair election.
Revolution. Ohio has failed to run a fair election.